We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Pain-free Friday, Pearl's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200, 300, a bad state, a broken day, a bad apple, with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, after bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Perola Palatial, right across the river through the woods from where you know Granny loves snapping tubes of the Tropicana cookies in New York City. The Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags to break the traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. Should do, but all my friends that come around, flat to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, it's tiles of chatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shake it. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell. Mafia's running it tonight. Louisville up at home, 28-21 on UCF in a good one on Friday night from Louisville. And there's other games as well. Of course, Maryland is playing in Champaign-Urbana early in the second. 3-0, they lead Illinois. Illinois has the rock and down a field goal at home. So we'll keep our eyes on that one. Obviously, we're going to talk about all the college football games tomorrow. There's tons of them. We might as well break them down even further. From what we've done on Coast to Coast, the TV show on Sports Grid TV. And now you get a chance tonight to hear us raging about all the games tomorrow. Mafia is going to do it with me. And we're also going to talk about the NFL Pain Day games. So just another huge weekend of football. So here's the deal. I'm leaving for Pittsburgh tomorrow morning. And I'm going to the Steel City. They're really rocking in Bob's Town, Pittsburgh, PA. I used to love when Mick Jagger did that. Greatest thing ever. Anyway, I'm going home. I'm from Pittsburgh, if you didn't know that by now. And I have Steeler season tickets. So, very excited. Obviously, you know, I grew up there and had Steelers season tickets my whole life. And then when my dad died, I got those tickets. And obviously, I had to keep it going and I had to pay for them. But I have the seat license and I have the tickets. So it's pretty cool for me because I've never, like, you know, I've always just gone. And I always was a, you know, a willing, happy participant in those tickets. Over the years with all their glory and 6 Super Bowls, but I have never actually been the sole owner of the tickets, which I am now. So I'm kind of stoked to take my son to the game to see the Raiders and Steelers. What could be better than that rivalry that goes back before Christ? Just a great historic hated rival that, I mean, growing up, there's no one I hated more than the Cowboys and the Raiders. That was it. I mean, I didn't worry about anybody else. I just hated the Raiders and I hated the Cowboys. That was all I knew. And I got to watch the Steelers win 6 Super Bowls and go to a few of them. And I've seen them lose, but what a historic franchise. And those tickets are gold. In Pittsburgh, they're just absolutely gold. It's like having gold. So I'm stoked to go in. I'm going to stay in the city. And I have plans to go to my favorite restaurant. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday with Mafia. So I'm going home. I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant, Atria's. and hang out a little bit tomorrow night. Have a good dinner. Automatic. Just an automatic good dinner. Every time I go there, good things happen. I see good people, friends, people I know, people that know me. I'm a normal dude in life and in Pittsburgh. Everyone knows I'm cool. I don't mess with nobody. I just love the city, and I love the Steelers, and I can't wait to experience that with my son for the first time ever. He's never gone to a Steeler game with me, and now we'll have that opportunity. So it's weird because, you know, when my dad died, the next year, that was the COVID year. So there was no fans at the games. So now I have, for the first time ever, this is the first game they've had at home. Preseason doesn't count. That's like high school football. So I'm stoked. Now this game's getting really good with UCF and Louisville. I have the points in this game tonight, and I laid the points in that Maryland game dangerously. And then I did the high risk Louisville play on the spread. So we'll see how that works out. We got it all going on tonight. We're going to talk about all the games, college and pro. It's Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday. Mafia's drinking beer. The whole thing's happening.
There's listening to Sports Grid, then there's
listening to Sports Grid.
You know you're doing it right when friends ask you about the week's matchups, the wife is happy, and your teenager regards you with quiet awe.
Here's your slippers, Dad.
Keep listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so Pharrell on a bench with you. So my my son's friend is supposed to go with us to Pittsburgh, and he busted his ankle playing basketball. So I don't know. I told him he was a wussy, and I just was like, he's like, I can't go, man. I can't walk. I'm like, bro, you got to rock and roll, lock and load. You got to get the crutches out. You want me to get the old granny walker out? I could get the granny walker. And he's like, I don't want to limp around Pittsburgh. I'm like, it's not like we're going shopping or anything. I mean, we're going to fly in. We're going to Uber to the hotel. We're going to walk over to the stadium. You can crutch over. All you do is got to cross one bridge, and then we're going to go to the game, and then we're going to go back over, grab our stuff, and go to the airport. I mean, it's that simple. I'm going in tomorrow, partying, getting up, partying, going to the game, going home. And he's like, can't walk, swollen ankle, like busted up from basketball. And I'm like, you got to man up, dude. Like, you remember Mafia when I, didn't I break my foot or something? And I was on crutches for a long time. What was that about? You remember when we used to go down to CBS and I had crutches for a while? What did I do?
I think you might've broke it. Wasn't it, when you had the tendon in the foot that you kept having to get treated with the, get shot up? Was it that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Did it ever get that bad?
Maybe it was when I broke my kneecap.
Maybe.
But I was on crutches. I remember that. And
this kid's in high school and he's wussing out on because his ankle hurts? Come on. When I was in high school, I came down on somebody's foot on a volleyball game. My ankle was black and purple. We had a game the next day. I was still trying to prove I should play.
I mean, I told the kid, I'm like, I gave him the business today. I had everybody giving him the business. Gunner, me, 34C was giving him the business.
No push to that. We, last week we were at the winery.
Oxycontin?
He's only going for the hand and the hard drugs, but one of the guys there, like the groom's like broke his foot. He had one of those little scooters, the knee scooters that like you knee on and you just like push with the other foot. He needs one of those. Right. That'll get him around Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just like a little scooter, right?
like the coach in the NCAA tournament when he busted his foot or ankle and they had him on a little scooter.
Right. I told him that he could probably, like, you know, convert the injury into ass. You know what I mean? Like, stewardesses are going to feel bad for him. Like, the people in the hotel are going to feel bad for him. You know, the, like, ushers at Heinz Field will feel bad for him. And then when you
have at least get the line to go in the game.
You know what I mean? Like, when you have crutches, people get out of your way. They like, all right, let him through, let him through. I said, you can convert this into some ass. I firmly believe that. He's like, what's that? What? And I'm like, yeah, like, you know, chicks. He's like, I don't want that. I'm like, okay, well, you can convert it into, you know, ass for me. I said, because if we go to dinner Saturday night and everybody feels bad for us at Atria's, I'm sure there's bound to be a couple chicks that want to sleep with me. I mean,
or at least a free dessert.
You know what I mean? So I haven't gotten, like, so all day we razzed this kid. And he's like saying, I'll see how it goes tonight. And I'm like, I just told him, what did I say to the guy? I said, make it happen. Be at my crib at 9:40 a.m. Before that, I'm like, pull through, dude. Before that, I'm like, don't be a wussy, dude. I'm like, piece of cake. Go to the hotel, chill, go to the hot tub, go to dinner. Don't be a bee. Let's go. Because, you know, my son doesn't want to, obviously, he doesn't want to just go with me. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to go with me as long as he doesn't have to hang out with me type thing. You know what I mean? Like, when you're in high school, when you're a junior in high school, the last person you want to chill with, I think for the most part, would be your dad. I know most people don't believe that, but I'm from the real side of the river. I know that 11th graders want to hang out with their friends. That's it. They don't want nothing to do with their parents. Nothing at all. But he wants that gravy ride. Anyway. He wants that free ride, tickets, flights, dinner, steaks. When he's at the game, he's going to want the, you know, junk food. That doesn't grow on trees. So it's all up to me. He's just using me for his, you know, instant gratification. So what do you think, Mafia? Do you think the kid will go, or do you think he's going to completely wuss out and be like, how do you wuss out from an all expense paid trip on an airplane, hotel, fancy restaurant, and tickets to the Steeler game with the Raiders? Who turns that down?
I don't know. It sounds like he set himself up to, you know, wimp out tomorrow morning. Oh, let me see how it is. Let me ice it a couple times, man, and sleep on it. No, it sounds like he said, you know, like we're making fun of Flores today on the TV show with all these, you know, talk about how great Josh Allen is, pretty much telling you, yeah, we're going to get our ass kicked on Sunday, and this is why. It sounds like this kid's setting it up to, you know, bail on you tomorrow.
Tell me Flores didn't set it up for failure. He was just like, I mean, he's a great quarterback. He runs the ball well. He throws it even better. He's gotten so incredible over the last couple of seasons. He's a rising star. He's a potential MVP. They're a great team, great receivers, great coach, great front office. They're great on the road. They've kicked our ass many times. We know what we're in store for. All that is just like, I was like listening to him. And I'm on Coast to Coast, and I'm like, he's just paving the way for a loss. I mean, he's just like automatic. He's already said everything you need to know.
Yeah, when you start talking about the other team that well, you know, there's one thing of talking about how, you know, they're good, they are, you respect them type of thing. Then after like 30 seconds, it gets to, now I'm setting up excuses.
Yeah, I think he's setting up excuses. I really do. I think they, you know, every time the guy plays him, literally every time the guy plays him, he goes off. It's like you know, how they talked about Daniel Jones. He only has 8 wins in the NFL, 4 of them against Washington. He did have a great game against Washington last night. And Slayton blew it. He dropped the bomb. Lawrence blew it. He jumped offside. And I think the Giants blew it when they got the pick off of Heineken Light and they effed around with the ball, didn't do anything with it, gave him the ball back with 2 minutes left and gave him a chance to go down the field and win the game. And they did. So, I mean, if you're, you know, talking about a guy owning a team, Jones owned them until they blew it, but Josh Allen has basically owned the Dolphins. I want to see if they can stop him. I know the game's at Hard Rock. I think that's, you know, at some level, all they have going for them. I didn't think they looked that good in Foxborough winning. I had them. I bet on them. They covered. They won. But I didn't think they looked that good. And I actually didn't think the Bills looked good against the Steelers. I thought the Steelers kicked their ass in the second half. So who knows? But my guess would be that Josh Allen is better than Tua, and the Bills are better than the Dolphins, and the Bills are favored to win that division. Let's see him go down to Miami and beat him. I think they will. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
For on a bench. How about Louisville with the bomb touchdown? I don't know what they called a flag on, but the touchdown's going to count. I think it's a celebratory flag. Unsportsmanlike. But with 9 minutes left in this game, Louisville with the bomb, guy was wide open, and they scored the touchdown. Meanwhile, their quarterback's been limping around like he's got a blown out knee or something. He's on the sideline now in agony. His right leg, his knee, something got hit. He's all banged up. He was banged up before he threw the bomb. He dropped back and threw the bomb. And Cunningham is injured, but he threw the bomb, and it was good for a touchdown. He's definitely injured. He's limping around. They're going to move him into the tent. Cooley caught the touchdown. It was a big play. They're going to go up here, if the extra point's good, 35-28. And he made it. A knuckleball, but he made it. The other game is still 3-0 Maryland in the second at Champaign-Urbana against Brett Bielema's Fighting Illini. I mean, I can't believe that. That was like a 50-yard bomb. Guy was wide open. There wasn't anybody 20 yards from him. Anyway. So I'm getting up early, as I always do, Mafia. I'm getting up early. I get up early every day. You know that. I'm up at like 6:30. I got everything going. Kids going to school. I got a lot going on. But I usually sleep after the show, like whatever, 12:30 or 1. I get up at like 6:30, 6:20. And I'm getting up tomorrow, believe it or not. And I'm playing ball before I go to Pittsburgh. Originally, I wasn't going to play at all because I'm going to Pittsburgh, and I'm like, I don't have time to play basketball. I'm going to the airport. But for some reason, they closed that gym tomorrow for some family event. There's like some big event there at 10 o'clock. So a bunch of dudes tried to get a game going at 8. I'm like, how about 7:45? Let's go 7:45, because at 7:45, I can play till 8:45, 9, shower, and then go to the airport. I can still make it. My flight's at 1. I figure if I leave by 10, I'll be there by 11 at the latest, 2 hours before the flight. You know what I mean, Mop? I think I can make it. So I'm getting up early tomorrow, and I'm going to ball. And 34C is like, why would you do that when the kid already got injured? Now you're going to go play and risk injury. I'm like, I'm going to go drop 100 points in an hour. I'm going to go score at will on people. fresh meat. I'm going to go deal. And so is Gunner. I'm getting him out of bed, too, to play. Kicking flat-out ball. You wouldn't even believe it, Mafia. Watching that kid ball now. You'd freak if you saw him play basketball. You wouldn't even believe it because you haven't really, like, seen him in a couple years. And he's so tough, so good. He can shoot outside like a champ, and he can drive and finish with scoops and shovels and kisses off the glass. He's got it all going. Floaters, the whole deal. They put the best guy on the floor against him every time we play. It doesn't matter who we play. The best player on the floor guards him because he's a problem. So it's pretty cool because I can barely get him up at 9 to play. And now I'm getting him up at 7:15. I said, I'm getting you up at 7:15, and we're leaving at 7:30, and we're tipping at 7:45. So I'm going to squeeze in a little game tomorrow, Mavi, before I go to the airport on that big jet airliner.
See, that was going to be my question. You answered before I even asked it. Like, is there going to be ball before you're going? Because I heard you saying that the kid was got to get there at 9:40. I didn't know if you're going to be able to squeeze one in or not. You're going to get a couple of them, get a good hour, you know, hour and a half maybe. It's nice.
I think I can get an hour and 15 in, and that to me is about probably 5-6 games I'll get in. And depending on, you know, who shows up, I think right now we got like 8 or 10 guys showing up. So if there's if you lose or whatever, you're only waiting one game. We play quick games to 7 now. Can you even believe that we got that league going again? We're getting it going here in about, I think October 6th. We're starting. And I certainly have a different team than the championship team that you played on all those years. It's different now. I got this brother. I don't know if I told you the story, but I got this brother on my team that can flat out throw down. I mean, he's like super athletic and just gigantic legs and hips like Foz. He's got like that strong hip thing going. And this guy can stand under the basket and jump up, and he's like, his elbows are above the rim when he jumps. And so he just goes up and just does the quick touch, pulls it down. He just goes up, whap, and he pulls it down. He doesn't mess around. He's just like straight up, whap, and dunks it. And he rebounds too like a champ. Like he goes in and just bodies people out. He's like, whoa. He's like you on the boards. Go in there. Stick your ass out, knock somebody out of there, and just get the rebound all body. That's what this kid does. And then I got the usual money killer me. And then Chad and Gunner. And Chad can play. He can shoot. The guy can flat out shoot. Even Killer knows it. Killer hates everybody, but he knows that the kid can shoot. So he can hit 7 of 10 threes from 25, 30 feet out. The kid, he's got range. But he doesn't, like, play great defense. He doesn't rebound or play, you know, really solid at the other end. That always bothers everybody. But it is what it is. The guy's a, you know, a runner and a shooter. That's what he does. So the bottom line is I'm in there with this brother banging and hammering people and getting all the rebounds and blocking shots. Because both of us can, you know, we're both big. The brother's not that big, but he jumps twice as high as me. I mean, he just is absolutely. We used to have a brother on our team, Damon Cameron, that could dunk. You didn't know him, but he was a great player. And he was fast, and he could dunk, and he could fly and jump out of the gym. But his knees gave out on him. We won like 3 championships with him, and then his knees gave out, and he quit. He never played again. And I had all these animals on my team back then. I had Big White Country Club. We had a good team. And then you, like, took his place and Big White Country Club. And then you were, you know, 6'5", 240 banger, finisher, and rebounder, and shot blocker. And you were, like, the other dude. But you hustled more than Big White. Big White didn't want any part of that interior stuff. Like, he didn't want to score. He wanted to rebound and block shots. That was it. And he was great at it. But, you know, you're not stupid. When you get the pill in 10 feet in, you try to put it in the hole. And I like that. Just, you know, go for it. Let's score baskets. Let's win. I don't care who scores. But Anyway, it's all different. The whole dynamic's different now with the team. It's going to be different. The league's going to be different. There's like a, I told you there's like a high school team that's they're really good. I mean, we lost by 50 to a high school team that was a really great high school team in the area, and they, you know, made it to big time state tournaments and everything else. They beat us bad. These guys are even better than them. So they're probably going to win the whole thing. Who knows? But I'm sure we'll be their victim because we're the best team. We have always been the best team. Whether people like it or not, the Pharrell Ballers always deal. So I'm sure we're going to do well. We don't have Brendan anymore. It doesn't matter, though. I can score not as much as Brendan, but I can definitely put in 25. It's that simple. Because I used to put in 15, so now I got to score 10 more than that because he's not around. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to score. So anyway, speaking of scoring, anyway, I'm excited I'm playing ball in the morning because, you know, I got to tell you, not playing ball is not part of the repertoire. I don't like not playing ball to do anything, even go to Pittsburgh, even go to a Steeler game. I don't like not balling. I always like to play basketball so that I can squeeze in a game tomorrow before I leave is Gandhi. So I'm looking forward to that. Louisville with the lead, 35-28, 7.5 minutes left. Illinois has tied Maryland, a thriller in Champaign-Urbana, tied at threes now. And then, obviously, we have to talk about baseball. A lot happening tonight around the majors, very important games everywhere. There's an important game at Citi Field right now with the Phillies and Mets. Phillies up 4-2, bottom eight, runner at second, two outs. That's happening. The Rays already beat the Tigers 7-4, Twins 7-3 over the Jays. Pirates 2-1 over the Marlins in Miami. That's a final. The Reds beat the Dodgers 3-1. Luis Castillo with a big performance tonight for the Reds. And the Yankees hit a bunch of home runs. I think Gallo hit two of them. Gardner with three RBIs. 8-0 over the Indians. I think they hit five home runs again. And then the Giants up 3-2 on the Braves after three at Oracle. Angels 4-2 over the A's. Bottom second in Anaheim. Cardinals lead the Padres 4-0. Top seven. Bases loaded. One out for the Padres right now. Down four runs. Mariners lead the Royals 5-1. Cubs up 5-4 on the Brewers, bottom six. Astros up 2-1 on the D-backs, top eight. White Sox 7-0 over the Rangers, end of six. And Nationals 8-7 after eight over the Rockies. Red Sox lead the Orioles 7-1 for all on the bench.
Every day, sports happens.
It never stops.
And neither do we. Get the expert perspectives you need, strategies and vital information you won't get anywhere else. You're listening to the home of the Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, I'm just seeing here if I would sleep with any of the Louisville cheerleaders. Let me just see. Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, I would, Mafia. It appears as though I'm willing to sacrifice one for the team. As usual, Mafia, taking one for the team, for the Pharrellavidian crew of Mafia, Carver, High, and Pharrell, and all the Pharrellavidians, I will step out on the plank and take one for the team and sleep with the entire cheerleading squad.
Always a team player you are.
Thanks, buddy. So we got a
way
lot
to give
to
up
do
the body.
Here. Well, thanks, Moff. As you know, I'm willing to, if whatever it takes, dirty elbows, cheap shots, calf kicks, Achilles rundowns with my shoe to the bottom of the foot. Slew foots, groin shots, broken noses, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do. Oh, you mean sleeping with chicks. Sorry, I thought you were talking about playing dirty. I do that too. But if it's just being a lover, as you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to please all the Pharrellavidians, so that I can continue as a lover of beautiful women. Boy, that quarterback for Louisville is messed up, man. I got to give him credit, Cunningham. He is banged up. He can't even, he can barely walk. He's cripple. He's literally cripple out on the field. And they're punting the ball away. So UCF will get maybe one last chance. There's 3.5 minutes left in this game. They got to go 90 yards. So we'll see what they can do. All right, Mafia, the choice is yours. I think what we should do is the pro football first. Since we talked about the Bills game already, I think we should talk about pro football first. And then as we get into the second hour, we do the college.
Sure, that sounds like a good plan to me.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there's so many college games, it's out of control. So we'll see what you think and what I think, and we'll break it all down. And then same thing with pro, but we can do the pros a little bit quicker, right?
Yeah.
So Sunday, I want to start with your Jets. They're playing the Patriots at Snoopy, and you know the deal. I mean, I think that's a face mask. You're going to get a first down on that play automatically. They're going to move that one 10 yards. So UCF has the ball. They got to go 90 yards. They already got a call. Looks like a face mask. So anyway, your team's playing at home. First game for Zach Wilson against Mac Jones, his first road game. You know, I am really not scared of the Patriots. I wasn't scared last week when I took the Dolphins to win at Foxborough. I am not scared of them, frankly, on Sunday going to MetLife in East Rutherford, because I actually think the kid Zach Wilson could go toe-to-toe with Mac Jones.
Yeah, I don't even think it's so much him going toe-to-toe with Mac Jones, because Mac Jones wasn't impressive last week. He got the job done, but they should have lost that game. If Harris doesn't fumble, you know, in Miami territory, they'd probably get another field goal and win that game. But because of, you know, him, and he'll probably be in the doghouse now, because if you fumble for Belichick, you don't see the field for at least another game probably. You know, he might get some carries here. I don't know if he's going to start, but I think Mac Jones did okay, but I don't think he was anything special. And then, you know, you had a tough week for Wilson to start where they got down big, but then he came back nice. Those two touchdowns to Corey Davis, you know, their big free agent signing, he had a good connection with him. He was getting out of the pocket, moving. That defense for New England, we talked about how great it's going to be coming back with all these guys this year. It looked solid, but I don't think it was that defense shutting down Tua. I think it was just Tua being okay and what we've seen from him so far. So I think this is going to be a tough game either way for either team to win. It's going to be ugly. I see this being very much like that Dolphins-Patriot game last week. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be just, you know, whoever can war attrition, whoever can come out with just enough points. I don't think I feel good about either team. The Jets probably cover the 6, but I say the better bet's probably the under.
Fair enough. I'm on the Pats to win barely and the Jets to cover the number. So if I can get it at 6, now you have to look at all the lines one last time here on pro and college for PharrellOnTheBench.com, because I want to get every advantage we can for everybody to hit bets. And, I think haven't I sent them all to you multiple times? Didn't I send them again today, the rest of them, one last time? Yep. I think I did it.
You
so
did.
Just make we'll sure they're all ready. But you know what I mean? Like, just make sure they're all ready. Look at UCF just running right down Louisville's throat. They have taken the ball from the 10-yard line, plus the face mask, and they have moved all the way downfield. They are literally inside the 10-yard line of Louisville, and they have gone 90 yards in 1 minute. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. And I don't even think they threw the ball once. So anyway, I'm on the Jets to cover the number. I think they can do it. I hate to bet on them because I think they suck so bad. I really do. But I don't think the Patriots are anything to write home about. So I'm going to middle it and go for it. And I mean, like I said, I hit the Dolphins at Foxborough. So I was never once in that game impressed with the Patriots. They just are not the same. Obviously, without Tom Brady, they were terrible last year with Cam Newton. That's all there is to it. They ran him out of town. They gave Mac Jones the job, and he's going to have to learn on the fly. And I don't think he has some kind of big advantage over, and there's the UCF touchdown. They're within one with a minute 21 left. So What do you think, Mafia? Do you go for the two to win the game, or do you kick the extra point and go to overtime?
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, conventional wisdom says just kick and go to overtime, especially with college overtime rules. We get, you know, you get the chance back and forth, but with the way they just ran it down their throats in that one, why wouldn't you take a shot? I don't know.
But I don't think they are. I think they're walking off the field for the field goal kicker. I think they should go for it. And here's why. Because they just went 90 yards in like seven plays, and all of them, basically all of them, were running plays. They ran it right down their throat. They couldn't stop Jack. And there's a player injured on the field, but all I know is I would go for it. Win the game right here. Because anything's possible. The kid could miss the extra point, and you lose the game by one. You go for two. You ran the ball down their throat. Why not keep running it down their throat? They haven't been able to stop them. So why not run it down their throat? So, all right, the Steelers hosting Las Vegas. Now, at great length today, we talked to Adam Kaplan about all the Raiders' problems with Josh Jacobs. And they got more than that. They have all kinds of injuries. He made the extra point, 35 all. So we talked a lot about all their injuries, everything else. The one thing I said to him, though, today on Coast to Coast was, you know, he talked about their defense all banged up. Up front, they got all kinds of problems. Secondary, they got all kinds of problems. And Josh Jacobs is out. And I'm like, I don't need any of those people if Derek Carr is throwing like he did to Ruggs, like he did to Waller, like he did to Renfro, the way he threw the ball the other night against Baltimore. You got to admit, Mafia, he lit it up. I mean, he was spectacular throwing the ball in that second half. If he can throw, because the Steelers, Hayden got hurt today, their secondary's iffy at best. Do you think that Carr will be able to throw the ball in Pittsburgh? It's going to be 85 degrees, sunny. They're getting 6.5 in Pittsburgh at Heinz against the Steelers and that defense of the Steelers. Now, Kaplan said today he thinks the Steelers blow them out. I don't think that at all. I think Steelers barely, and they don't cover the 6.5.
You know, a week or two ago, before that Buffalo game, I might have been on, you know, that they cover that. You know, you get Vegas in there, and it's a good, tight game. But I know they won the game on Monday night, so obviously that's one thing where you say, well, if they won, how are you going to bet against them? But I just think the way the Steelers look so good against a superior team in Buffalo. Now they're coming home. Vegas has the short week. They have all these guys banged up. You know, I know they have, you know, that little injury there with Hayden, but you still got Fitzpatrick back there. You got Cam Hayward and Watt that are going to give no time at all to Carr. They're going to be in his face all game. I think this is going to get ugly in the Steel City. I think Pittsburgh wins. I don't know if I'm going to say complete blowout. I think they're going to cover a touchdown. I'd say, you know, I think they can win by 10.
Whoa, Mafia might be hitting the IPAs tonight a little early in the back fridge. He's got them hidden in there in the garage. He's hitting the IPAs, the heavy alcohol content, going with the Steelers in a blowout. Large over the Raiders. You heard him. I heard him. 35 apiece, Louisville with the rock. Cunningham still limping. 1:10 and rolling left in the game. They're trying to win this game, trying to at least get down into field goal range. I don't trust some college kicker. They got to at least get to the 35. That'd be a 52-yarder.
You had some college kicker. I don't trust any college kicker, especially ones that are playing at UCF and Louisville. And we saw the Georgia-Clemson game, two of the premier programs in college football had kickers that couldn't get the job done that week one. And you trust some kid at UCF?
So what do you think of the people that have said that Big Ben's finished? You've heard it all offseason. You heard it in training camp. And now you heard it going into Buffalo, and then they beat him. And now that kind of has silenced the talk about he's finished, and they won the game. And now people are like, wow, wait a minute. What has Pittsburgh got here? What do you think they got left in him? I mean, you heard us this week talking about them scouting Sam Howell at North Carolina practices, sending Colbert, the GM, down to Chapel Hill for the draft, that the future is now for the Steelers at quarterback. They got to draft a quarterback because they obviously, it would appear to me, don't believe in Rudolph or Haskins.
Yeah, they definitely don't believe in them. And if they believed in Rudolph, you wouldn't have had Haskins there. And if they believed in Haskins, you know, they would have maybe sent his deal, or maybe he'd be the number two instead of Rudolph. They obviously haven't believed in any of those guys. I'm not going to say Big Ben's done, but obviously at his age, with how he's gotten banged up the last couple of years, you have to start looking to the future. You know, that's why as much as Aaron Rodgers can be ticked off about them drafting, you know, Love, the team's got to do that. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. That has to be done by the team for the future of them, because you can't hang around forever. Not everybody's Tom Brady going to play till 45 and still be playing at a top level. Now, Big Ben definitely has enough with that arm. You know, he's not going to be the guy that he was early in his career who, you know, I'm not going to say he was fleet of foot, but he was big enough and athletic enough to get away from guys that if they're hanging on him, he can still get a couple yards and still make something happen. He's not going to get away from a lot of those guys now. If they let pressure in the backfield, it's going to be harder. He still has his big stature, but he's not going to get away with his feet. He still has that great arm, though, so you can rely on that for now for another year or two. You know, maybe get a second year out of him so you get whoever you bring in next year to learn under him and give them a head start in that way. But he's definitely not done, especially with that defense, because if that defense is going to shut people down and he doesn't have to throw 500 yards a game, he could definitely make it happen.
He actually ran last week in Buffalo. When he got up off the ground, he was kind of limping a little bit. So I don't want that guy running ever. I barely want him getting hit. So I worry about him, but I think they do have to draft a quarterback at some point or another, see what they come up with. We got a lot more pro games to hit here on the bench. With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
You have got to be kidding me, Mafia. Did you see that? This kid from Louisville, Cunningham, the quarterback, he's hobbled, whatever. He drops back to throw, pass, deflected. UCF picks it off. They got the ball at the Louisville 41 with a chance to win the game with 26 seconds left. Gabriel, their good quarterback, drops back, throws the ball. The receiver drops the ball, and it goes into this guy's arms, and he went 60 yards for a touchdown, and Louisville wins the game.
That's on
the. That's the receiver's fault. That was right in his hands.
It wasn't a great throw. It was a little to the side, but I think that's because the receiver wasn't ready for it. It was right in front of him. He was leading him. And like you said, goes off his hands right to the linebacker just sitting there with no idea what was going on. The ball comes right to him into his hands, and he just runs all the way. That's the worst way to lose because you had that game.
They had the game won. They were at the 40-yard line of Louisville. I blame the receiver. It was right in his hands. The guy dropped the ball, and it went right through his hands, and the Louisville guy's like, what is this? And it's in his stomach, and then he goes 60 yards. You got to be kidding me. What a brutal way to lose. That is just crazy. It's 41-35 Louisville with 13 seconds left. This game's over. This game's over. UCF's not doing anything with that ball after this kickoff. Louisville's going to win this game 42-35. That's that. What a miracle for Louisville. What a break. They should have lost that game there. All they had to do was go 10 yards, kick a field goal, and win the game, and they blew it. All right, we got another hour. It's Pharrell on the bench.